famous perek, that's where Yeshua Ben Nun stops the sun. We're going to talk a lot about that, about Yeshua Ben Nun stopping the sun. But that's not today. Today, let's try just to connect it to what we learned yesterday. The yesod I gave you from Rabbi Yankiv. We spoke yesterday a little bit about an interaction between a Yid and a Gentile, right, and a Goy. We spoke about whether there's theoretically v'ahavta recha kamoicha. If there's not v'ahavta recha kamoicha, we came out, there is not a v'ahavta recha kamoicha. But the question is, what is there by a Goy? So we discussed, first of all, Bianchi said how to treat the Givonim, and then we had a whole shot from a Bianchi, why he made them choit v'yetzim v'shoye v'mayim, so they should get protection from the Beis HaMikdash. So when you start Perek, the next Perek, Perek Yud, it starts with Adoni Tzedek, Melech Yushalayim. That, by the way, was a generic name, according to many Rishonim. Adoni Tzedek was like Malki Tzedek. That was like a generic name, like Pari and Mitzrayim, used for Malchei Yushalayim. But anyway, it says, "Vayikis Shmoya Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim, ki lokad Yeshua sa'ai." They heard that Yeshua had tremendous success with Ai Yerichoi, and then they heard that the Givonim, right, the infamous Givonim, they made peace with Yeshua ben Nun. Hishlimu Yoishvei Givonis Yisrael. So now the rest of the Goyim got very scared because Givonim, they were a very powerful nation. So I was also powerful, but Givon was even more powerful. So when they saw that the Givonim surrendered to Yeshua ben Nun, made everybody else scared. So they decided that they're going to fight a war against the Givonim. That was their decision. Vayiru Moed, the Pasuk says they were very scared. Ki ir gedoylo Givon, it's a huge, it's a big city. Very powerful nation. So therefore, Adoni Tzedek, Melech Yerushalayim, got the rest of the kings. Eretz Yisrael was then very broken up. Every territory had its own king. So he sent the Chevron, Melech Chevron, Pidah Melech Yarmuz, Yafiah Melech Lachish. Anyway, he sent them a message, let's fight the Givonim. Because the Givonim now on Yeshua ben Nun's side, let's fight the Givonim. Vayasvu vayalu. Anyway, the Givonim got scared because Mamish, the rest of the country, is fighting them. The Gantz Eretz Yisrael is fighting them. So they sent messages to Yeshua. Vayishlach anshei Givon el Yeshua. Save us. The Givonim were big mechutzafim. They had a lot of audacity. Here they fooled Klal Yisrael, they gave us all the tzaras, and now they're asking us to save them. So Yeshua ben Nun Daka felt it was a big chutzpah. And Yeshua ben Nun Zokt Azeh. This is Yeshua ben Nun's response. Zokt Yeshua. I'm reading you a medrash, because the Pasuk just says, Vayal Yeshua min ha-Gilgal, and he Taka waged war against the Givon. The Torah doesn't say what the Shakal of Atari was. But the fact is that Chazal tell us, it's found in the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar, Ba'oisei Shah, when the Givonim had the chutzpah to send Shaul a message that he should help them fight all of these enemies, Yeshua ben Nun said, V'chi b'shvil ha-geirim ha-lolu ha-matrichim ha-latzibu? Because of these geirim ha-rurim? Matrich ha-latzibu? Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vais Techois, the Eibishter was masking. Yeshua ben Nun said, these converts, these cursed converts, what do you mean cursed? Rishayim. So I'm going to go put Klal Yisrael in Sakana because of these Gerim Arur? L'chayr, it's a good taina. No, L'chayr, it's a good taina. Why should we put Klal Yisrael in danger? This wasn't for the purpose to conquer land. This is a purpose, just to get to protect the Givonim. Let them die. Listen what the Eibishter tells him. Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua. Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun. Im tarchik es rechoikim, seifoch lerachik es hakoivim. Fascinating chazal. Hashem, it sounds like from what Hashem told Yeshua ben Nun, according to the Medrash Rabbah, Hashem said, I'm asking to you, the Givonim are not worth risking lives for. If we look at the Givonim in isolation, we shouldn't be risking any lives for Givonim. They're Rishoyim, they're no good, they're only a problem, let them get killed. But, Lamaisa, you already made them part of Klal Yisrael. You already took them in. You made them Avodim. If you're going to now be merachik them, you're going to end up being merachik kroivim as well. And therefore you have to be moisa nefesh to save them. And kahava, moisa nefesh. And they had a tremendous victory. I mean, not a victory. Crazy victory, which we'll talk about. They had an unbelievable victory. This is the Medrash Rab. You should know this Medrash Rab is used la'alocha. Years ago I saw tshuva written from Gelzion. That's in Europe, to the chief rov in Paris. The chief rov in Paris wanted to know what he should do. Shmuel Yankov Bernstein, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. He sent a letter to Gelzion, to the chief rabbi over there. His name was Ramoshe Tzfaik, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. So this is Mamish 90 years ago, this tshuva. Sending back and forth, what does he do with the geirim that are like Shvacha Geirim. We spoke about the Megayer L'Shem Ishus. See, he starts his Shaila by saying, Haloi Mevur B'Chazal Shoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Im Tarchik Es Rechoikim Soifoch L'Rachik Es HaKroivim. Unbelievable. Say Ulamat Shekir V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Rechoikim Afilu Shenizgayru Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Fascinating. So he says that this chazal, l'chayr implies you have to be makar of geirim, even if they're not the best. You have to be makar of them. And he brings from Rav Sadia Gaon that included in the mitzvah of avas ager is to actually accept the ger. Part of the mitzvah is to accept the ger. And then he says here a fascinating pshat. Really a fascinating pshat. Pashas Yisrael. This is a tshuva he wrote la'alocha about being makabel geirim that are not so great. But he says a fascinating thing. He says we see that when Yisrael came to be megayer, right? What does it say? Vayishma Yisrael. So Chazal say, what did he hear? He heard Kriyas Yamtsev and he heard Melchemes Amalek. So you know everybody asks, what was Melchemes Amalek? What was so great about Melchemes Amalek? So he Rav Tzfaig Zatzal says a fascinating pshat. He says the emes is that lav dafka would have Klal Yisrael accepted Yisrael. Yeah? Lav dafka. Why not? We find the halacha is ein mekablim geirim limois ha-mashiach. When Mashiach's going to come, everybody's going to come to be Magayer, we don't accept geirim. Why not? V'loi b'mei David, v'loi b'mei Shloima. Because when Klal Yisrael are all the way on the top, you don't know if the ger really is converting L'Shem Shemayim. It's not converting L'Shem Shemayim. So therefore, you can't accept gerim at a time when there's an ulterior motive to become part of Klal Yisrael. If the ger is Magaya when we're in Golos like today, so you know, he's not coming because of the glory, he's coming because he believes. But if the ger comes, so the emesis or Rav Tzfaig says that L'Chaira, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and Shamu Amam Yagozin, and the whole world was afraid of Klal Yisrael. Right? L'chayre, not Mechuyev to be Mekabel Geirim. So they wouldn't have been Mekabel. That's what he says. L'chayre kosha eich bo Yisrael is Geir eich kiblu oisa. Ho'ein Mekabel Geirim, b'moisa Mashiach. K'damina b'yavom estaf chavdal and amad beis. So how do they accept him? He says, L'chayre, he says, during that time, b'tseis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Halishamu Amim Yugozim, Chilochas Yishvi Peloshas. So how would they accept Gerim? V'yesh loymar, the Megayrim, they shulchan alof. Zok the Hazar Chap, listen to his Chap. He says, we know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, why did Amalek come? What did we do to deserve Amalek? And Chazal tell us that it's a Peledik of Chazal. It's not a Peledik of Chazal. But there is such a Chazal. Chazal say that Timna, she came to be Megayer. Mizgayer. She came to Avram. Avram turned her down. She came to Yitzchak. Yitzchak turned her down. She came to Yankiv. Nobody accepted her. First of all, you have to realize she must have been one parasha. I mean, Avraham Avinu wasn't like getting into Brisk. Avraham Avinu took everybody. Right? Avraham Avinu was much more liberal than Echveis was. Today you think of a yeshiva that helps everybody. Echveis Waterbury. Avraham Avinu was 1,000 times more helpful than Waterbury. Waterbury, Staka, Givaldik, they do unbelievable work. Avraham was much more. Nobody got turned down by Avraham. So if this Tzadekisul got turned down by Avraham, she must have been a shtickle parasha. A shtickle big parasha. And the emes is, you see, what was she? She's the bubby of Amalek. Right? So Avraham knew what was going on here. Avraham knew what this lady is capable of. See, he didn't take her. Yitzchok didn't take her. Yankov didn't take her. She said, you know what? If I can't get in with the good guys, I'll go to the bad guys. If I can't get in with Avraham Yitzchok and Yankov, I'll go to Esau. So she became a Pilegesh to Lifaz Ben Esau, Voshtet and Pasuk. We just learned it in last week's parasha. Vatelet Es Amalek. She had Amalek. She gave birth to Amalek. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin. My timer. The Loibayelu Lerachko. Unbelievable Gemara. They shouldn't have pushed her away. They pushed her away. Again, it's hard for us to even understand such a thing. Avraham Avinu. Loibayelu Lerachka. Zokt Rav Zweig that Yisroi made a cheshbon. Now, after Amalek came and Klaiser are in a mode, they realize, hey, Amalek came because we shouldn't be Merachik. Now's my time to get in. Now's my protection. He heard Melchemes Amalek. He said, oh, now I'm coming. And he learns that could have contributed to why they were Makabal. That's a different issue. Yes or no is a different issue. But that's his Einfall. Agavurcha, I think that the Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is, Avad, the others knew what they were doing. And Avad, you see what kind of lady she was, by what kind of bubba she was, right? But, Chazal don't say that they should have taken her. So I wanted to learn that maybe, you know, I always say over the Maaseh of Chafetz Chaim, because I try to remember this Maaseh every day of my life, that the one of the richest bankers in London, listen to this Maaseh, one of the richest bankers in London who supported the Koyl of, I think it was Rav Lapian or of Abramsky, one of the Koylim in London he supported, he was a secular Jew, not from. Every Purim, the B'nai Koyl used to come to him, and you have to realize Koyl then was completely foreign. Completely. One Purim, they came to him, they were a little lebedik, they told him, tell us, what gives you the rotzen to support a Koyl? It's a secular guy, a banker. Nice guy, but not from. He said, I'll tell you. I got turned down from the Radin Yeshiva when I was a kid. They didn't accept me. So that's why you support Kailim, because he got turned down from yeshiva. How many people ever told you they got turned down to learning because they got rejected by a yeshiva? He said, Maisa Shoya Kachoy, he says, I was a little kid. I didn't know from my right to my left. And my mother had in her head, I belong in Rad. He said, I couldn't even read a Gemara. I didn't belong in Rad. But she wanted me to go to Rad. So I went to Rad. And they fired me in the yeshiva. And after consulting with the Chofetz Chaim, they decided that Radin is not a good fit for a guy who can't read. Radin was a high-level learning. So they turned me down. Okay, so he says the Chofetz Chaim only had one concern. Where am I staying that night? He came to me and said, where are you staying? I said, I don't know. He said, you're staying by me. Chofetz Chaim took this yid into his house, this little kid. He fed him. He made him sleep in the house. He didn't want him to leave at night. He said, in the middle of the night, in Europe, Eastern Europe, it was freezing. There was one oven, you know, in the house, and freezing. He says, in the middle of the night, it was 3 or 4 in the morning. Chofetz Chaim lived mamish in poverty. So there wasn't anything in the house. He says, this short man comes into the room. He says, I was awake. He didn't know I was awake. The door opened, and he took his jacket, and he covered my body. He said, I shouldn't be cold. Can you imagine? Chofetz Chaim thinking about the Yenabochi, he's cold. He says, that jacket kept me warm to Torah till today. That mantle of the Chofetz Chaim. Unbelievable mice. So what does that show you? It shows you what the Chofetz Chaim was able to be makar of somebody who he's not taking in. So that could be the pshat in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. There was a different way to turn it down. Maybe they were a little bit too stark the way they turned it down. But that I was always medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that they should have taken her. The Gemara says, lo yiboylu l'rachka. Right? So that's what he says here in his tshuva. So I was thinking that that's what Chazal are teaching us over here. What are Chazal teaching us? Every maisa that a person does, right, not only is has to be viewed by itself, it's what it does to you. What does it do to you? If the Irani dachas, we have to burn down the whole city. What does the Torah say? V'nosan l'cho rachamim. So if Shach Zatzal said, because even though you have to burn down the city, that's the halacha. He says, but that could make a pagam in you. So Hashem gives you a special bracha that I'll cure you. I'll heal you. V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zola Gizun Zayin, recently, meaning in the last 15, 20 years, he told a secret agent that worked for the Mossad, who was from. He asked him what he should do at night. He had different options what to do at night when he comes home. Rav Chaim Kanievsky told him he should do something in Chesed. He said, you're busy interrogating people all day and being mechashiv how to get this guy and how to get that guy, and even though you're doing Givaldik, we need a person like you. But the whole day you're thinking, how are you going to get that guy? How are you going to get that guy? How are you going to kill that guy? How are you going to... He says, das kein machnas po. At night you should volunteer for a chesed organization. Should offset. So perhaps, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua. Lemaisa, these people you took in. It's true, they're geirim, arurim, they're bad people, they're this. But if you're going to end up being merachik them, it's going to ruin you. You're going to end up being merachik the kroivim also. It could be that will explain to us why the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave us the mitzvah after Chakamoich, as we discussed yesterday, in a very ambiguous way. Where Reyecha could include Goyim, we came out Halacha, doesn't include Goyim. But this, because if a person has a nature that whenever something bad happens to another person and it's not Mibnei Amenu, they don't feel... Well, fakir, sometimes people celebrate and say, Allah pagan. That ruins you. Every time you say, Allah pagan, which means in English, let them all drop, that ruins you. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shem told Yeshua. It's kedai to fight a war so that you don't ruin yourself. It's kedai to fight a war to protect these geirim arurim so it doesn't ruin who you are. That's the hezbrada. Okay. Should we do a shtickle Hanukkah? That's late. We'll skip Hanukkah for today.